ladies and gentlemen, Nick Revel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. There's an old joke. A Hollywood agent. Business is not going well. He's lying awake in the middle of the night, worrying. The devil appears to him. Says, listen, I know things aren't going well for you at the moment, but trust me, I can get every major client in this town to sign with you. I can get you Madonna, I can get you Kevin Costner, I can get you Cher, I can get you Robert De Niro. Anyone you care to mention, they'll sign with you. And all you have to do in return is sign over your soul and the soul of your wife and children to roast in hell for eternity after you die. And the agent looks at him and goes, yeah, but what's the catch?
Oh. Yes! Good darts, Nick. Good darts. If you play like that next week, we'll murder the king's head.
Yeah, this new technique really seems to be working.
Whose photograph is that you got stuck to the board?
It's my agent's.
You're not happy with her at the moment, are you?
No, she's devious, ruthless, and completely amoral.
Is that not what you want in an agent?
That's how she behaves towards me. For example, tomorrow she's taking me to lunch at Sant Alfonso's.
What's so bad about that? It's got to be the poshest restaurant in town.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, she's up to something. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Ah, you're getting awful cynical lately, Nick.
Well, can you blame me? My life so far is a litany of exploitation, frustration and failure.
Of course it is. You live in England.
Well, it's all going to change. See you later.
All going to change. What makes him think he's so special all of a sudden?
Oh, it's nice out here on the windowsill when the sun's shining, isn't it, Vince?
Shush!
What's the matter? My flowers are doing really well.
My flowers are doing really well.
I warned you, Alvin. The dandelions have noticed us.
Yeah, we have. And we don't like poncy geraniums muscling their way onto our patch.
Yeah, you might think you're safe up there in your posh window box, but just you wait till next time the wind blows.
We're going to choke you with seeds.
Yeah, you're dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here, sling a few at him, Harry.
Oh, I've got dandelion seeds on me. Alvin, where's Nick?
He's out to lunch.
Yeah, I know that, but shout for him.
No, he's really out to lunch with his agent. Besides, we could take on these dandelions any time.
Yeah.
Come on, give us, come on.
Yeah, but look, growing out of that crack by the boiler vent.
Yeah, what? It's a shoot, so?
Yeah, but it looks familiar. You know I never forget a frond, but I can't quite place it.
Yes, sir, I can help you.
Yes, I have a reservation.
Oh?
Booked in my agent's name, Stockwell.
Ah, yes, she has not yet arrived. Would you mind waiting in here?
Sure. Oh, this is a cupboard.
Yes, sir. Nothing personal, but we can't possibly have a suit like yours on view in the foyer. If you don't mind.
Well, actually...
Nick.
Ah, Miss Stockwell, how nice to see you.
Very good.
Mwah. This way, please. I have put you in a discreet corner, madam. I hope you don't mind, but your companion is rather stylistically challenged.
Quite understand, Marie-Claude.
Voila.
So, Nick, how are you?
Well, actually...
Two martinis, please, Fabrizio.
Signora.
Hey, isn't that the guy over there from the exhaust pipe advert?
Hmm? Oh, yes.
Who's that with him? She looks familiar. She's in a soap opera.
Darling, it's the Princess of Wales.
I knew she was in a soap opera.
Two martinis.
Thank you. Now listen, Cressida, I've been thinking, and, well, you haven't exactly been finding me much work recently, have you?
Nonsense, you've only just finished a job.
Yeah, great. Adapting Old Testament stories for BBC schools. And the producer complained I'd made the central character too authoritarian for today's society.
Darling, it was work. And besides, it's not just a material relationship we've got here, Nick. I also care about you as a person. Okay, that was pushing it. Look, I accept that in the past I haven't done as much for you as I might, but that was my mistake and I apologize. Did I just say I apologize? Waiter, some water, please. Now, listen, if you're working up to ditch me, hear me out first. I swear I've just got you the kind of job that every writer dreams of.
Don't tell me. Checking the spelling on Terry Christian's autocue.
For the last 3 months, I have been sweating blood, pitching you to a major Hollywood studio. This is going to be the big break for both of us.
Oh, yeah? Which treatment are they interested in?
Bimbo kickboxers meet surf zombies from hell.
That was just a joke, Cressida, in that parody CV I wrote for you.
Oh. Well, I sent it on to them, and they're very excited about it. They love the time warp bit.
Don't be silly.
I'm serious. They think that in the wake of Howard's End, a martial arts surfer movie with a supernatural section set in Edwardian England could be huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick, trust me.
Trust you? Waiter, could I have some water, please? So, we fly out Sunday for 5 days, all expenses paid.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I should even get a chance to hook up with my old mate Mike.
Well, all I'll say is be careful. The flesh pots of Tinseltown have turned the head of many a man and brought about his destruction.
Oh, don't be so negative, Craig.
Not being negative, Shona, just stating the facts.
Look, there's no chance of me being seduced by L.A., Craig. It's superficial, shallow and self-indulgent. Can you see me fitting in somewhere like that? Don't just stand there staring. Agree with me.
Every man has his price.
Yes, but I think you know me well enough to understand that my price is slightly higher than all-year sunshine, telephone number, paychecks, red convertibles and blondes with perfect tans. You're staring at me again.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you say Sunday for 5 days?
Yeah.
You're getting Mr. Darts.
Sorry, question of priorities. Hey, you won't forget to water me plants, will you?
This is Captain Wade again, just to inform you that we are this time just about to commence our descent to Los Angeles International, and we hope you've enjoyed your flight with us. The weather in Los Angeles today is sunny with a high of 30 degrees. Yes, sunny. I know that might be an unusual phrase for the many British passengers on board today, and I hope you enjoy the new experience. Having just spent 3 days in London, may I say how great it is to be back home in the USA? How much I'm looking forward to eating something green and fresh again. In fact, for the record, English food, in my humble opinion, makes our in-flight meals look good. Just before I go, here's a joke. Why does Britain have a boring jerk like John Major for a prime minister? Hey, because you Linus deserve him.
Okay, Nick, it's time to prioritize objectives.
Prioritize objectives? Just because we're going to L.A., there's no need to stop speaking English. The plan. We meet these executives, they make an offer, you ask for more, they say no, we meet in the middle. What could be simpler?
This is Hollywood, Nick. Nothing is simple. Except the philosophy, dog eats dog. Now, everything will be fine as long as you let me do all the talking. I know these people. They'll be superficially charming and generous, but remember, there is no such thing as a free lunch.
Relax.
On behalf of the crew, I should just like to apologize for Captain Wade's unconventional final announcement. He's been under a certain emotional strain recently, owing to the breakup of his marriage to an English woman who was having an affair with the husband of another member of your cabin staff today. In fact, with my husband, who was English also. But we'd like to assure you that our personal bitterness will in no way affect our concentration as we commence our final descent into Los Angeles, where the divorce rate is so high, alimony exceeds the gross domestic product. Captain Wade and myself married English people whom we love dearly, whom we thought possessed the supposedly higher and nobler morals of your so-called civilized nation, but we were wrong. So we hope you Limeys will enjoy your stay in California, and I expect you will. Homewreckers should fit right in.
Flight 417 from Omaha, arriving at gate 6. Flight 417.
Oh, this is L.A. Hey, look over there.
Nick, if you're going to drool saliva at every stunning blonde you see in L.A., you'll be dead from dehydration before we get out of the airport.
No, no, she's holding my name on a piece of card. Excuse me.
Hello.
I'm Nick Reffel.
Oh, yes, do you have ID?
Oh, sure. Passport?
Let me see. Oh, hi, Mr. Revel. It's great to meet you. My name is Shelley, and it's my job to make your stay in Los Angeles as pleasurable as is humanly possible. I'm so sorry I was a little offhand, but you were the 12th man claiming to be you in the last 20 minutes.
Well, if you don't mind me saying so, Shelley, I'm not at all surprised. In fact, I think I'd have pretended to be me even if I wasn't.
Oh, you British are so gallant.
Nauseating me better.
I do apologize. This is my agent, Cressida Stockwell.
Oh, Shelley Borgeson, how do you do?
Hi.
Sorry we were so long getting through customs. Anyway, Shelley, one of the guys at Immigration made me read these movie scripts.
Well, you know what they say, Nick. In L.A., everybody's in showbiz. I guess he recognized you from your photograph in the paper.
Excuse me?
The studio ran a little piece on you in the L.A. Times, the hottest British screenwriter since E.M. Forster. They thought it'd be kind of cute.
All right. Listen, I'll catch you up. I just want to get a paper.
You know, Shelley, I really think Bob and Gina could have consulted me before they started placing publicity items.
Well, Cressida, I'm sure it was nothing more than an innocent oversight. I mean, maybe they thought they had a little more pull in this town than you do, and they wanted to help out.
Hmm.
Oh, Cressida, I'm sorry. Could I please ask you not to smoke?
Oh, sure.
Thank you so much. Oh, you got your papers. Oh, a bunch of copies.
Yeah, just to send to my friends, you know.
The limo's right this way.
Anyone mind if I smoke?
Go right ahead.
Oh. That's a relief, because I'd heard so much, you know, about how people were really uptight about it.
No, go right ahead. Here, let me light it for you.
Oh, thanks. Cressida, do you want one?
No, thank you.
Welcome to the Chateau Montmartre. My name is Brent, and I'll be carrying your luggage today. While I'm carrying your bags, I should like to offer you a variety of show tunes and popular classics. May I suggest the song of the Volga boatman? Right this way, please. Yada-da-da, yada-da-da. Tote that barge, lift that bag. Your room is right this way, sir.
Thank you.
There we are. By the way, I love your accent. Are you Australian?
No, English.
English? Ow! I was there once. Well, Europe.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
Israel. Now, while I'm showing you round the suite, may I offer you a selection of tunes relating to hotel rooms? Hotel California, perhaps? Or these foolish things? A hotel phone rings, but who's to answer?
No, that's fine. You got it.
Okay. Living room, bathroom, kitchen through here, bedroom here, balcony and private roof terrace over here. The hotel has a swimming pool and fully equipped gym. Personal fitness trainers can be hired by calling the front desk.
Well, I think I'll get a good enough workout just going from the bathroom to the bedroom, thanks.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Every time it rains, it rains.
I can manage now, thanks.
Pennies from heaven.
Sorry. Now, where's my wallet? Just a second. There we go.
Oh, thank you, sir. You're just a hoa to marvelous to marvelous for work.
Thank you. Wow, this roof terrace is about the size of Finsbury Park. Beautiful geraniums.
Thanks, dude. I've been working at my lateral growth this summer.
Oh.
Hi, my name's Buzz. Well, don't you recognize me?
Well, you're a geranium, but...
You don't see the family likeness, huh? I believe you know my cousin Vincent.
What?
He told me you were coming.
He told you I was coming?
Of course. I know what you're thinking. How could he do that? Telepathy.
Telepathy?
Yeah, how else? We geraniums find it most arduous to send postcards.
Right.
Of course, my side of the family's been in America for mega years now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My ancestors actually came out on the Mayflower in the hat band of one of the Pilgrim Fathers.
Oh, really?
I relocated to California about 20 years ago from Martha's Vineyard. Uh-huh. Yeah. I came in James Taylor's hair. Yeah. That was after the first time he stayed there with Carly Simon. Yeah.
Right.
It was a totally romantic summer. Uh-huh. You okay, man?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I'm really hearing this or if it's just the jet lag.
Nick, don't look so freaked out. This is California, dude. Anything can happen if you want it. Whoa, you just have to go for it.
Yeah. I think for now I'll just go for a nap.
Excellent. So, Nick, it's been a while.
Yeah, good to see you, Mike.
And how do you like the City of Angels?
Yeah, pretty good so far.
It's hell on earth. Let's go and sit by the pool.
But you never thought you'd use a sentence like that when we were tooling up and down the country in that battered old transit, eh?
Well, no.
I saw the film.
It's different to the play, wasn't it?
Yeah, somewhat.
They butchered it, tricked me, bit by bit, until suddenly a radical piece of agitprop theatre, written on a grant from Ekman Dwight Local Arts, became a romantic international blockbuster.
Yeah.
And all I had to show for it was a lousy $1 million.
Lousy $1 million.
A dirty business capitalism, Nick. Juanita, can we have some more wine, please?
Yes, Senor Thomas.
Here, Nick. Try the Napa Valley Sauvignon.
Thanks.
Yes, a dirty business, capitalism. And nowhere does it expose itself more in all its dehumanizing glory than here, in Hollywood. Mm. Look down on the lights of the city below us, Nick. The twinkling lights of the dream factory itself, glittering like sequins on a harlot's dress. Hollywood, pouring out false consciousness on celluloid to the oppressed masses of the world. Gloating itself on their broken dreams and sad, adulterated fantasies of freedom that spring from a source which Hollywood's streams of silver light themselves have poisoned. Stinks, Nick, it stinks.
Stinks. Stinks, yeah. Bet you can buy a lot of air freshener for $1 million, though.
What is it now, what, 8 years since you left England?
England, oh, beloved England.
Yeah, I know what England's like, Mike. Ever thought of moving back there?
It'd be a betrayal, Nick. I feel too good. Out here amongst the palm trees and the valet parking, my pain, my guilt, my outrage on behalf of the huddled masses burns me like phosphorus on the skin. I'm here on a mission, Nick. A mission to expose the myth.
A mission, right. Mm.
When the time is right, I will strike like an avenging angel. Mm. Satire will be my spear, and like Samson, I will rend the pillars of the temple asunder and bring the whole rotten edifice falling down around me. Mm.
Sounds good. How are you going to do that, then?
A TV miniseries starring Jane Seymour.
That should do the trick. And you're completely off the drugs these days, are you?
I take it you had a good dinner with your friend Michael last night.
Mm, kind of. Instructive, anyway.
Well, you missed breakfast.
Yeah, I got back late.
One thing you should never do in this town if you want to win is miss breakfast.
Well, I didn't miss it, did I, really? I'm drinking espresso, smoking camels, I'm having breakfast. Just happens to be 12:30, that's all.
Oh, that reminds me. Shelley called, yeah.
Shelley called you? Well, why didn't she call me?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, she's booked a table for lunch.
Lunch? But it's 12:30 already. What are we doing sitting here?
That's all right. I told her to put it back till 2 because I was a bit hungover.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
You'd better be ready to eat some humble pie, Nick. Hello, my name is...
Mr. Revelle, how nice to see you. Welcome to Los Angeles. Welcome to Spargo. Your table is right over here.
All right. See, Cressida, everything's under control.
I don't believe this.
Right, well, here we are.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, glad you could make it. This is my good friend, Jess.
Hi.
Yes.
This is Cressida Stockwell, and this is Nick Revelle, the famous writer.
A pleasure to meet you.
So are you in the business too, Jess?
Jess is a past life therapist.
Right. For pets.
Right.
Los Angeles can be a very stressful environment for animals.
Yeah, those lobsters in the tank don't look too relaxed, do they?
I told you he had that British sense of humor.
You shouldn't mock, Nick. Maybe you were a lobster in a past life.
No, I don't think so. With claws that size, they all like to become agents, aren't they?
Now, Shelley, I haven't been able to get through to Bob, and he hasn't returned my calls yet. What are the arrangements for tomorrow?
Oh, I'm not sure right now. I guess he'll call you later in the day. In fact, why don't I call him right now?
That's better, thank you.
So, Jess, tell me more.
Well, for instance, last week I housebroke a Vietnamese woolly pig, or house-trained, as you would say, by taking it back to a previous incarnation as a White House press spokesman. Who, as we know, spend their whole time spreading crap everywhere. So then all I had to do was remove his lingering subconscious desire still to be a press spokesman.
Okay, I talked to Bobby, sends his apologies. He'll be busy until tomorrow afternoon, but he suggests that you and I, Cressida, go shopping tomorrow.
Shelley, I haven't come 5,000 miles to go shopping. Besides, my client is a very busy man.
Naturally, it'll all be courtesy of the studio. Anywhere you care to go.
9:30 in the lobby?
Sure.
Hey, dude, you're up early today.
Early, Buzz? It's not yet my usual bedtime.
Hey, could you just flick that bug off of my leaf right there?
Sure.
Thanks. So how come the up with the lark scenario, though?
I lost me there for a moment, Buzz. I have a power breakfast at 8 o'clock in Malibu.
I thought your agent was going shopping this morning.
Yeah, she wasn't invited.
Wow, you've been here 5 minutes, man, and already you're acting like a native.
Yeah, I know, it worries me.
Nick, this is Bergie Berg City. Whoa, go for it. Oh, and by the way, if they need any extras for any garden scenes, I give great scent.
Oh, this is brilliant. Sitting in an English garden, waiting for the sun.
But the sun don't come.
No.
Just one shower after another.
Just rain, 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 rain.
I want to go back in. It rained all last night.
Softies. Oops.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time before you get the forkweed.
Yeah!
Elvie.
What?
That chute by the boiler vent.
What about it?
I just remembered where I know it from.
Oh, no, it's...
Oh, yes, it's your old friend, the Venus Flytrap.
We thought you got killed in that fire.
You don't get rid of me that easy. Back from the dead in a shower of rain. Just like Bobby Ewing. He came back from the dead in a shower. And I've got another surprise for you, too.
What?
My roots reach right down into where Nick's cable TV comes into the house.
So, you've got big roots, big deal. Size isn't important.
That's what you do with it, the couch.
Exactly. And what I can do with my roots is pick up movies off the cable.
So?
My favourite movie is... Silence of the Lambs. He's a hero of mine now, is Hannibal the Cannibal Lecter. Last week, I had the stem of a sweet pea washed down with a rather nice Chianti that Nick had spilt. And I reckon, given a few more sunny days, I'll be tall enough to reach you two. You use John in his potting compost, number three. But not today.
That's right, Hannibal, you get him. We in the dandelion patch salute you.
Well, Nicholas Revelle, welcome to Malibu. I'm Bob Sokolov and this is Gina Thompson.
Hi.
Great to meet you.
Coffee?
Double espresso, please. Non-decaf.
Non-decaf?
Told you these Brit writers were wild men, Gina. Hey, so... How you been spending your time, huh?
Oh, this and that, looking round. Yesterday I walked down to the local bookstore from
walked
my hotel.
Walked to the bookstore? There's a phrase we don't hear much in LA.
You Brits, hey.
Oh, yeah, right. Now let's cut to the chase. What's going on?
Cut to the chase.
What's going on?
I like this guy.
Good, because I've been thinking. Don't think I don't appreciate the VIP treatment, but no one lays it on like this for a writer.
Okay, it's like this.
There are rumors in town.
Entirely unfounded rumors.
That our studio, one of the biggest in Hollywood, as you know...
is in financial trouble.
So, to restore public confidence, we need to show that we have money to throw around.
And what better way to show that you have money to throw around than by finding a writer?
An unknown writer.
Better still, an unknown English writer.
And throw the money in him.
I like this town.
Good. We like you.
Right. Yeah, but why bring me down here without my agent?
Okay, we have to be sure that we're not just giving you crazy amounts of money.
We have to be sure that we're giving you obscenely crazy amounts of money.
So, in order for you to be screwing the best possible deal out of us, you need representation by a high-profile, high-prestige, mucho tuffo Hollywood agent.
So, let me get this right. You're telling me you want me to drop my existing agent and sign with an agent who will drive a harder deal... and make you pay more money than you would be paying if I stay with my existing agent.
Yes. Now, people leave their agents the whole time.
Besides, has she ever done that much for you?
Well, she got this script onto your desk. That took a lot of hard work.
Nick, we called her and asked her if she had anything by you we could see.
Yeah, well, actually, we called and asked if she had any no-hope writers on her books, and she said you weren't even that good.
Really?
I can put my hand on my heart and say for the first time in 40 years, I am telling the absolute truth.
Heart's on the left, Gina.
I knew that.
So, Nick?
It's shabby, it's underhand, it's a deal.
Great. Now, obviously, there's a few administrative details to set up. We have to find you an independent attorney to check the contract with your new agent at CIA, a separate independent attorney to check your contract with the attorney who checks your contract with CIA, and an attorney to check the contract the CIA signs with us on your behalf. Also, you'll need a personal trainer, an analyst. I know you won't need an analyst, but if you don't have one, people might think it's because you can't afford one. You'll need a business manager, and so on and so on. So if you'd like to step this way... Here they all are. Now, why don't you get acquainted over cocktails, and we'll have some of our people call your people and tell her she's your ex-people.
No, I'll do that.
What, personally?
Yeah, I have to do it face-to-face. It's a point of honor.
Walk to the bookstore, point of honor. I just love their weird, limey phrases.
Crazy.
So, Did you have a good shop this morning then, Cressida?
Oh, I got some wonderful stuff, darling. These people think we English are suckers. Well, for once, they're getting the raw end of the deal. All these lovely clothes and my commission on top. It's marvellous. I love this town.
Yeah. Waiter, could I have an Armagnac with my coffee, please? Do you want one, Cressida?
No, thanks, darling.
I think you should. I've got something to tell you.
Okay, come on, folks, move along now. Show's over. Come on, folks, move along now.
Look, I'm really sorry about all this damage to your restaurant. She just went berserk.
Sir, really, it's no problem. Attempted murder of client by rejected agent happens all the time.
But all the damage,
it's covered on the insurance. See? Fire, theft, agent blood frenzy.
Oh, well, for sure.
But I should warn you, it's so common, the police treat it as a misdemeanor. The cops will fine her $50. She'll be out on the street again in a few hours.
Right.
So, sounds like you fit right in here in Backstab City, Mr. English gentleman. Nut.
Well, I had no choice.
Don't feel bad, dude. I think it's utterly bodacious. Hey, congratulations. You know what the next step will be?
What?
Nick, when word gets round about your deal, there's going to be a tidal wave of the most doable babes in town, stilettoing a path to the Nick Meister's door with just one thing on their mind. Alimony.
You reckon?
For sure, for sure. And let me warn you, there is no sexual degradation they won't undergo to get it.
Yes. Sounds terrible. They won't be interested in me, let's face it. I'm still just a limey punk with a Remington and no tan. Come in.
Nick, hi.
Shelley.
Was I right or was I right? Hey, check those nugs. Bitch in.
So, I heard about today. You'll be signing with us soon.
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe you'd like to go out tonight and celebrate, just the two of us. You know, I know this place by the ocean where they do fabulous oysters, and you can watch the sun go down. It's real romantic.
Well, Shelley, I'd love to, but I have things to tie up back in London, so I'm flying out tonight. I can't believe I said that.
Okay, of course. Well, you know, when you get back, you know where I am.
Absolutely.
And ciao for now.
Bye.
Man, you must have real important things to do back in London. My stamens grew an inch while she was just there.
Believe me, I have real important things to do. Okay. Well, Buzz, see you soon, I hope, pal.
Okay. Hey, give my regards to Alvin and Vince now. And don't forget, send my headshots to your new agent.
Sure.
$180!
Stop them! Stop you English vegetarians! Yeah, Greek throwing neck!
Yeah, well, you didn't think I'd really miss out on the darts, did you? Come on, let's go around my place now and drink my duty free.
Okay. Getting closer!
No good, he can't hear you. He's inside getting smashed on tequila with Craig.
Good old Craig. Nice of him to come round the other day and give me that extra boost of medical growth. Oh, no. Oh, Nick, I've just thrown up on your Venus flytrap. I think I've killed it. Sorry.
Well done, Craig!
That was The Nick Revel Show, written by and starring Nick Revel, with Alistair McGowan, Doon McKeegan, Brian Bowles, Alistair Sterling and John Garasio. The producer was Jeroen Magnusson.